The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're real when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. This show's featured artist is Swamp Messiah, or Michael Myshak, and the first track from him is Psychedelic Baby of Death, Draft 2B.
Duluth had a shop at the bottom of the hill, where you could feel in touch with the rest of the world. They had everything parents disapproved of. Seditious rock, psychedelic and political posters, underground magazines and comic books, pornography, science fiction, drug paraphernalia, and employees who rebelled against the establishment. It was our little slice of San Francisco or New York. The building was old and marked for death. An ancient wooden walk arched over Michigan Street, leading you away from the storefronts of Superior Street into the mysteries of warehouses and abandoned factories, the scraps of 19th century prosperity. It was both the center of town and the end of town. Once you passed the glass threshold, there was a large showroom filled with row after row of books. To the back was a loft with a record store, both new and used, and below, the glass cases filled with jewelry, pipes, and bars. my business was upstairs. Almost immediately after I began flipping through the LPs my mom shipped, I had to find a certain album by Black Sabbath that very few people knew about. It was there. It had to be there. And I had to find it fast. The anxiety building with every flip of the record. Why was I no longer in the store? I don't remember leaving. I don't remember finding what I wanted. What was going on? My feet and legs were making a slow trudge up Lake Avenue. My heart and lungs already working hard, the sweat flowing. I felt awful, apprehensive, maybe sick. Then I saw it. The vertebrae had been flexed to tilt my head back, pulling my eyes up from the keen monotony of surrounding. I looked up the hill and saw it. Grotesque, whirling and glowing, covered with flowing patterns like a remnant of the 60s. Though I'd never seen it before, I knew it was death. A giant, dancing, psychedelic baby of death. And it was there for me, swirling, spinning, bobbing, a flurry of color and motion throbbing down the hill. My legs gave out. The shaking dropped me to the pavement. I tried to crawl. With all my strength, I tried to crawl back down the hill, to pull and release, to propel my quaking body down, so that I could crash through that lovely storefront like a car without brakes, just to return to that haven of junk. My fingers dug in. They found their way through cracks in the concrete. They dug in. Yet like the cars parked beside me, they went nowhere. Shaking or blind. It's the end of me, shaking or blind. Trying to crawl away from that baby. From that baby. From that baby.
Remember
that baby.
Remember
that baby.
More from the Swamp Messiah later, but now here is the whole of an album I have had a tape copy of three times and have been without for at least the last two decades. It's Lady June's Linguistic Leprosy, recorded in 1974. Here is Someday Silly 23, Reflection, Am I, Everything's Nothing, Tanyon, and The Tourist.
Is my shepherd and I am a sheep. Perhaps you're just a walrus and the rest are all creeps. I shall not want what I'm beholden to ask, cause each time that I found it, it slipped out of my grasp. Beside the still waters I searched for the Lord, but after a lifetime I began to get bored. Just kept making me laugh. For his name's sake, I blundered through valleys of death, just to get far away from his god-awful breath. No evil I feel with a rod and a staff, but I must have looked silly, cause he stood there and laughed. Set up a table and invited my foes, who anointed my head with a bloody wet rose. And my cup ran all over, couldn't catch it at all, with goodness and mercy stretched out drunk in the hall. Mother dear, with your love sincere, and I struggling to unwind your tentacles encircling my mind. Mean well, but don't they all? Daddy, love that hid so well, it forgot to find itself and lost the game. It's not the same. Lonely. Search empty pools and find reflections. Watch dying flames. Get burnt. Lean on ones without shoulders. Play games. And crying, learn to love the universe, but cursing for a time. Reflections mirrored on the wall. ¶¶ am the voice down the phone, and I enter your brain and remain. I am the news, while respecting your views, I don't believe ya. I am the guilt that ever lurks in dark crevices of your mind and unwinds. I am the thought that can't be bought and hard to find. I am the purveyor of lies, if you believe me. I am a giver of sighs, if you receive me. I only look for the truth in your eyes to relieve me. I am the giver of love that takes away and returns too late. I am the gift that is non-returnable, inflammable, burnable, and turns to hate. I am the giver of realities that are dreams. I am the wrecker of your schemes. I am the rise before the fall. I am the shadow on the wall. I am you, but not at all. Am I?
Everything's nothing. And nothing's everything! You ask me the meaning, and I say to you,
there is no meaning!
I say to you, only the understanding of the same is one. For those of you who remain, anything I say will be meaningless! Understanding. To be understood is to be outside in.
Understood.
The misunderstood or the inside out.
Yeah.
And baby, if you don't understand me, I promise I won't understand you. And the
The old owl set his striped pajamas round his head. Fie fun, the bean-staked giant sobbed, his tree trunk knackered by the knobs. Who lived in lily-latticed loos with nignongdanas making shoes for high-heeled feet in fallen flats in cities filled hairless cats.
Puss, 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 pussy.
Teetotaled the Tower of Liberty. Ball bored the Empyrean. Rolled belly laughing round the Square Times, shell-shocked from a hamburger collusion. With a cuckoo coughing in a coolie bar tree. Picked goose pimples in Golden Park Gate. Lane. And penciled lines across a new day's end.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. If you don't know Lady June, you should know at least some of the band. There is Lady June vocals, Kevin Ayers, acoustic and electric guitars, bass, bowed bass, synth, vocals and harmony vocals, harmonium, piano, ukulele, footing windscreen and odds and ends. Kim Solomon, piano. Pip Peel, drums. Eno, vocals and harmony vocals, electric guitars and imminent line arm ent lunar lollipops. Imminent line arm ent lunar lollipops. No, I haven't a clue. And I'm sure David Allen is on there as well. Here is the rest of the album, and the tracks are Bars, The Letter, Mangelwurzel, To Whom It May Not Concern, Optimism, and finally, Touchdowner.
I'm finally running into myself on the way back, never having started or finished, or some such cabbage, as I am somewhat strangely strange. Meeting myself on the way down, coming up down the other underside of the top, making me laugh at the wit of myself that isn't. Sending the last card of insurance book back to the insurance fuck. With the address unknown, herewith forth clear written on the face of. As from fools they came, to fools return. Why not indeed, she stated unclearly. When two of the many things happen, the sad one gets, and I'm happy alone. Male species of one or two creep sideways and try to steal into my mind. But there is no time for these threats to my freeness. The thread between sad ways and happy ways is slight. She said, slightly slashing it with a razor, as she slightly died.
And slightly God said, you slightly live dead, baby, and your veil caught Ingersoll Key don't fit the Nirvana gates, so fuck off and try knitting socks for slightly slimy popoys who won't wear Wellington boots in Vietnam, or any demnim for that matter.
Not that you did anywhere.
I'm the happy mother of the spring, she sings. So take a break and while away some time. And so saying, broke off two arms to roll a joint of illegalities. Broke off a mouth to smoke it, with a couple of lips for company, and co-limited. Yours insincerely, unfaithfully.
Amen.
B-men. C-men. O-men. Put that in your ump, said the camel to the dromedary's guru. Who said he didn't dig fried shrimps on chips in Fridays any day? Realising it was only a mirage, and he couldn't tell the difference from butter. So they cut off his Jewish commercials, and never got paid for his repeats.
He burped.
Mango met a weasel while keeping up a tree. Mango really dug the fact that weasel had a flea. So Mango thought, I like this freak, and asked it round for tea. They rolled the tea and blew the joint and grooved off to a hill. Where Mango said to weasel, I hope she took the pill. When a mango has a weasel, it's enough to make you ill.
Thank you. When all the energy now gone, expanded on the fear that now gave birth in this reality, what else remains to grasp when at the bottom of life's ladders rung, if not tranquility?
I'm calling you. Hello, my dear. I'm glad you're here. I've just flown down from a summer's dream. And I'm back in town again to play the clown again and to ask you, just what does it mean? So,
I'm calling you.
Okay, I hope at least some of you liked that as much as I do. Now, back to Swamp Messiah and three tracks: Evil One, Draft 8-2, Hello Earth, Draft 1, and Music the Beginning, Draft 7-1.
Evil is a person or a people reduced to a black hole. The balance and dynamic of a star. The symmetry of a solar system. The gift of its radiance collapsed into an uncontrollable greed. Evil is a fragment, one little piece of a person or a people that grows beyond recognition of its source, that grows to dominate the whole, that grows until it is the person or people. Evil is self-interest, consuming, conquering, with no concept of any other self. No sympathy, no compassion, no friendship. Evil is the judgment in the name of the Father, in the name of the Mother, the children, the ancestors, in the name of society and propriety, in all the names that mask the inner truth. In all the names that hide bigotry, avarice, and veracity. The rejection or punishment in honor's name, that's really in my name, or your name. Evil consumes. It does not give or take or ask any questions. It mutters no truth that can give peace, only words that ripen fear, putrefying doubts, turning difference into not wine, but a flavorless poison, masked by a heady aroma. Evil cannot be entered, except the way a mouth is entered, a stomach is entered, an intestine is entered. Thank you.
Unimaginable. Maddox's music for the ascetic. Even the most abstract is an extension of our senses, of touch and hearing, measuring the pulses of the universe, counting and extrapolating, generalizing and naming, estimating the movements of the living universe. Motion is our perception. Motion is existence. Motion is what we can know. Complete stillness is imagined as the stillness of a chair is imagined, as the stillness of a mountain is imagined, as the stillness of the heavens is imagined. Human stillness is like floating on a current, like an electron in its lowest shell. Our stillness is moving just enough to take a step, to utter a word, to see and listen. But stillness, after stillness, is death. Without fighting the current, without rising to a higher level of excitement, we cease to walk, cease to talk, fail to see or hear, and drift into coma and death. Like the universe, for we are of the universe, motion is our essence. Whether mindless or planned, movement is our only certainty. Mathematics is a treadmill, tight lip from the burden, turning a tight spiral of utility. Or, mathematics is a prayer or celebration of motion, a euphoric cry ticking along like the metronomes of chaos. Music is an animal's analysis of the universe, rejoicing the pulse of light, the pulse of air, the motions of water and of plants rising, the deepest vibrations of the earth, and most of all, an animal's own pulse. Music is the cipher by which we comprehend the bonding of molecules and the birth of galaxies, the replication of cells, the shifting of continents, the migrations of birds, the ebb of tides, and most of all, the only accounting of ourselves with the slightest hint of truth.
And now to end one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time.
This was sent in by Todd Colby. It's a wonderfully surreal press cutting from the Daily Mail website. A tourist who joined in the search after a member of her bus party went missing was able to help track the woman down when she realised it was herself they were looking for. When the details of the missing person were issued, the woman didn't recognise her own description and unwittingly joined the search party for herself. After a night-long operation involving around 50 people, the missing woman eventually realised she was the source of the search and informed police.
If you have been, then thanks for listening.